This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The statue of a Union cavalryman outside the state capitol was pulled down and damaged early this morning. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The pedestal that supported the statue was also defaced with anti-police graffiti. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno sits on the Capitol Building Advisory Committee and says the monument has a complicated history.
It's a statue to commemorate Union soldiers, so it's not really a Confederate statue, but it is one that has been involved in incidents like Sand Creek.
The Sand Creek Massacre is a dark chapter in Colorado history. Volunteer soldiers attacked an encampment of Cheyenne and Arapaho who believed they were under U.S. protection. Sand Creek is listed incorrectly as a battle on the monument. Moreno says the Civil War statue will remain in storage until the committee meets to decide next steps. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Manitou Incline is closed, but CPR's Dan Boyce reports calls to reopen are growing.
City officials originally closed the famous set of steep wooden stairs in Manitou Springs due to the coronavirus. The normally crowded trail is not really built for social distancing, and it has remained closed while trails across the rest of the state have opened, and Governor Jared Polis encourages people to get outside. Manitou Springs Mayor John Graham says the hiking protesters last weekend were peaceful, and there's been about 90% compliance with the closure. He expects it to take at least a few more weeks to hash out rules for handling increased traffic for the popular route during the pandemic. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up, a Rhode Island state senator talks about renewing the push to remove Providence Plantations from the state's official name. And researchers are tracking the mutations in coronavirus as it reproduces and spreads to ensure changes in the virus do not affect development of a vaccine. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Coming up in 10 minutes, Colorado casinos have reopened. In the small casino town of Central City, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports things are still quiet on opening day. It is 85, still thunderstorms in the metro area. You're listening to CPR News.